everybody makes mistakes once in a while. It's not so important whether we make mistakes or not. What is really important is how we deal with those mistakes. It's important to learn from our mistakes. In this story, we can learn from Spokes and some of the mistakes and failures he experiences. Spokes has been going to school with Tommy and Lisa and has decided that he is going to run for class president. He thinks he'll make a great president. Let's listen to Spokes rehearsing his campaign speech.
My fellow students, if you vote for me, I guarantee you'll get an hour of recess a day. Oh, I don't know about that one. Let's see. My fellow students, in our troubled times of short recesses, no Coke machines at school, I promise you, if I'm elected, there will be a Coke machine in every classroom. What do you think about that, Tommy? We can drink soda when we do our work.
I don't know about those campaign promises, Spokes. I think we should concentrate on your slogan and how we're going to get everyone to know you.
Well, Tommy, what do you think about this slogan? The nose knows.
That sounds great. The nose knows. You do have a very big nose. You have a great nose. I like that. The nose knows.
Hey, here's another one, Tommy. Pick the nose.
Oh, Spokes, if I am going to be your campaign manager, we need something more than just slogans. We need publicity.
Publicity? Like newspapers and radio? I could be a star.
I was thinking of something more at our school. A way to publicize you so the other kids would vote for you.
Well, let's see. I can have my picture taken and put big pictures in all the hallways. Look, what do you think of my smile? Will I win, friends?
You have a great smile, Spokes, but I think we need a little more than that to win the campaign. I've got it. I've got it. Let's pass out chewing gum to everybody.
Oh, dear, chewing gum. That will cost a lot of money. But, well, I guess it would be worth it.
I mean, that way you'd be giving everybody something to remember you by. When they're chewing your gum, they'll be thinking about you. I'm sure we can win the election, Spokes.
I know we can win, and we're going to win by a landslide. Oh, Tommy, since you're my campaign manager, you get to buy all the gum.
All afternoon, Spokes spent writing his campaign speech, since the elections were going to take place the very next day. Tommy and Spokes put up their campaign posters everywhere, in the hallways of the school, in the bathrooms, and even in the principal's office. Tommy and Spokes gave out gum to everyone and said, "Vote for Spokes!" The next day they came back to tell Lisa and the mirror all about the elections.
Oh boy, all that chewing gum I bought for everybody. And Spokes didn't even win the election. He didn't even come close to winning the election. It wasn't even within 100 votes.
Oh, these kids.
Oh dear. Tommy, I know I got 2 votes, yours and mine.
I didn't vote for you. The other guy had a better speech.
What? Then Lisa didn't vote for me either. Well, to be honest, he did have a much better speech than me.
We failed. Oh, we failed. I'm never going to get over that embarrassment again.
What am I going to do, Tommy? And all that gum we bought.
And we'll never be able to look at those kids again. I mean, there's no way we can get over this one.
Here we go. You're talking about failure again. What is failure?
Failure is losing the class election.
Yeah, failure is campaigning for the wrong man.
Well, that's not really a definition of failure. Failure is when you don't give something your total effort.
Oh, yeah.
It's not so much that you failed, Spokes, or that you failed, Tommy. It's really what you do with failure.
What I did was failure. I knew I was going to lose a class election before I ever ran. I'll never run for office again.
Well, Spokes, do you see what you're doing? You're letting failure defeat you. You're letting it stop you.
So you mean failure and defeat are the same thing?
They produce similar feelings, Tommy, because when you fail, you feel like you can't go any further, and you let it defeat you.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt now. I didn't know what to do except feel bad and feel sorry for myself.
I'll never do anything again. At least that way I won't fail.
Let's take a look at this problem. The first point about failure is that you can go beyond failure. And right around the corner from failure is the opportunity to be successful.
I don't understand that one. We just failed. Now you're talking about success. That doesn't even make sense to me.
You called it being successful, buying 300 pieces of gum and losing the election.
Spokes, let's look at you first of all. Sometimes you can practice feeling defeated so much that it becomes a habit. In fact, you'll take these feelings around you so much in the future that you will expect to fail at everything. Does that happen to you, Spokes?
I always fail, no matter what I do.
Then maybe you expect to fail, and that's why it happens. Is that possible?
Well, I know I'm going to fail anyway, so why should I care or even try?
You see, Spokes, the worst mistake you could make is to be afraid of making a mistake.
Hey, could you say that again?
Sure, Tommy. When you're afraid you're going to make a mistake, you will. And the fear of making a mistake is actually worse than the mistake itself, because we can correct mistakes.
That really makes sense to me. I remember just the other day I was playing a game with Ray. We were playing Monopoly, and we were tied. And when I got up, I knocked the board over. I thought about that a little later, and I wasn't sure if I had accidentally knocked it over or somehow meant to. Boy, I didn't want to make the mistake and lose.
What do you think, Tommy?
Well, I didn't want to lose the game. I think that I would have felt bad if I would have made this mistake and lost. I probably knocked over the board so nobody could win or lose.
That makes sense. By you knocking over the board, you felt you avoided losing and also avoided failing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Because Ray was there, and he could win, and I could win. And I was just afraid of making a mistake. I was afraid of failing. But now I see if I would have failed, I would have learned from my mistakes.
That's right. All you would do is learn more, because every mistake is something to learn from. There's actually nothing wrong with making a mistake.
Everything I do always seems to be a mistake. You talk about learning from mistakes. I must have learned real well, because all I do is make mistakes. Here, Tommy, I'll teach you how to make mistakes.
And with that, Spokes slumped down and crawled back into his drawer, doomed to have more failures and to make more mistakes. About that time, Lisa came into the room. Lisa was supposed to attend a safety patrol meeting that day for an election. All her friends were going to be at the meeting. You see, it was a very special meeting. At the time the meeting was to take place, Lisa had a piano lesson and she decided not to attend the meeting. Between you and I, Lisa was afraid of failing. She was afraid that she would not be elected to the safety patrol, and then she would have to face all her friends. Lisa went to her piano lesson instead of going to the safety patrol meeting. When she came home from her piano lesson, a friend called and told her that she had just been elected to the safety patrol.
Wow! I can't believe it! I got elected to the school safety patrol!
Hey!
Yay!
Hey, that's great, Lisa!
Sounds good. Sounds like you did a good job, Lisa. That's a very big success for you to have.
That's great, Lisa. Congratulations!
Spokes was still sure he was a failure while everybody else was successful.
Yeah! I'm so happy! I made it!
But Lisa, I remember you didn't go to the meeting. You went to your piano lesson. So what happened?
Well, I didn't change my piano lesson because I wanted to practice.
Lisa, tell me something. Why didn't you go to the safety patrol meeting?
Well, I didn't go to the meeting because... Because I had a piano lesson, that's all.
Lisa, why didn't you really go to the meeting?
Well, I didn't go there because I had a piano lesson. I had to practice.
Lisa, that sounds like a lot of excuses to me.
I think the mirror's really asking you an important question.
Let's try again, Lisa. What do you think was the real reason you didn't go to the meeting?
Well, I guess the real reason was that I wasn't sure I was going to be elected. I mean, all my friends were going to be there, and if they were elected and I wasn't, I would have felt just awful, and like I had failed, and like I couldn't do anything right. Oh, I couldn't stand the feeling of not being successful.
So you didn't go to the meeting because you were afraid you weren't going to be elected.
Yeah, I guess that's right. I was afraid that I wasn't going to make it.
Lisa, we've been talking here with the mirror, and one of the things that we've been discussing is that when you fail, you can go beyond your failures and learn how to be successful. In other words, failure doesn't have to stop you. You should be able to learn from it, right, folks?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, you can. I think you could have taken the situation and make it different.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. What could I have done?
Lisa, let's try it step by step. First of all, you were afraid that you weren't going to be elected to the safety patrol. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess I thought I wouldn't make it, and I really wanted to be on the safety patrol.
Okay, Lisa, but let's go through that feeling. What does it feel like?
Well, it was this funny feeling in my throat, like I couldn't swallow. Like I was afraid that if I wasn't going to be elected to the safety patrol, that nobody would like me, and then I wouldn't have any friends. I even thought my parents wouldn't be proud of me. I just felt awful.
All right, Lisa. Let's assume that you were in the group meeting where they were going to elect the safety patrol. You're sitting there. Now, what type of feeling do you have?
Well, I guess if I'm sitting there, I feel half excited and half scared. Excited because I might get it and scared because I might not.
I understand, Lisa. Let's pretend you don't get it. Can you describe to me what happens?
Oh, dear. Well, if I don't get it, and Lynn gets it, and Ray gets it, and Sam and Cindy, and they all get elected to the safety patrol, and I don't, well, I guess I'll feel pretty bad. I mean, I'll feel pretty excited that they got it, and I guess I might start thinking about next year and what I could do so I could be on the safety patrol next year. I guess I could try harder.
Lisa, I think you hit the nail on the head. Trying harder is all you have to do. You see, whenever you fail or make a mistake, it's just a stepping stone for you to try harder and do better.
Yeah, we just decided that. That's all it is. I helped Spokes with this campaign, and we didn't make it. I don't know why next year Spokes and I can't just try again, and then he could really win the election.
Oh, forget it. I'll never run for another office again. I'll just lose again.
Well, I could just try harder, and then I could turn all my fears around, and then I wouldn't be afraid of anything at all. And Spokes, you could win, too. I mean, why not? If I can do it, then you and Tommy can do it.
Well, we could just change our campaign approach. We could just start thinking about what we didn't do that we could do better. We could just look at our opponents. It'd be easy. Or we could just learn how to win. Every mistake and failure just brings us closer to learning how to win.
Oh, forget it. If I run for office next year, I'll lose again. I always fail.
Spokes, one of the reasons you might fail is because you let yourself fail. Isn't there some way you could change that?
Well, I don't think so.
Well, let's discuss your campaign for becoming class president next year. First, we have to ask the question, do you really want to be class president?
Oh, I sure do. More than anything.
Then are you willing to try again?
Well, I suppose so.
Are you willing to put everything you have behind it, including your 300 pieces of bubble gum?
I put everything in this campaign, and it didn't work this time.
That doesn't mean it won't work next time. Think about how many people run for office and never get elected, and how many people keep trying and trying. You see, Spokes, that's the real sign of success. If you make a mistake, you learn from it and try again.
Oh, I can never learn from my mistakes.
Spokes, what can you learn from this election?
Well,
I know a lot of things he learned. He learned that he's got to campaign a lot earlier, not 2 days before the election. Right, Spokes?
I suppose so. But I thought giving out chewing gum was going to win the election for me.
Well, the gum was a great idea, Spokes, but we just have to do it more. I mean, you saw what Ray did. He had a big campaign for 2 weeks, and we just came at the end. The voters really didn't know you that well.
He spent a lot more money than me.
But money doesn't make any difference. Spokes, we can do that without money. I know we can. We just need to learn from this, and we can do it right the next time. Don't you see that when you fail, you can learn from it and get closer and closer to success?
Oh, no.
Spokes, let me talk to you for a minute. Do you feel bad when you fail?
I sure do.
What do you feel like?
Well, I get real angry at people who cause me to fail, and I feel frustrated.
Then do you feel like you don't want to talk to anybody?
I don't even want to talk with myself.
Well, that's the classic failure pattern. Tell me, Spokes, what can you do to make it different? Now that you have lost the election, how can you make it different for next year?
Well, I guess I can start working on planning for it next year now. I can get ideas for posters And slogans.
Yeah, I can get a lot of good ideas for that.
And perhaps if I start campaigning earlier, I guess 2 days really isn't much time. Oh, dear.
Spokes, I got an idea. We just need a strong campaign slogan for next year. Now you think about it, Spokes. We can use the nose never quits. That could be our campaign slogan for next year. What a campaign slogan. It will really put us over the top.
Well, let's see. The nose never quits.
Wow, that's great. Spokes, that's terrific.
Good job.
Terrific. The nose never quits. Pick the nose. Pick the nose. The nose never quits. Come on, Tommy and Lisa. Sing with me.
The nose never quits. The nose never quits. The nose never quits.
Spokes sat in a corner with Tommy and Lisa singing that campaign slogan over and over again.
Boy, I feel great!
Tommy, Lisa, and Spokes decided that when they fail, they will not let it stop them. You see, whenever you fail or make a mistake, all you have to learn is that it's all right to make a mistake. After all, you can learn from your mistake, can't you? You can learn how to prepare and how to give something your total effort. Just think about that. You can change your failure into success. Isn't that right? Beyond every failure is an opportunity for success. So the next time something happens, don't be afraid of making a mistake. You can always learn from your mistakes. Mistakes are all a part of growing and a part of life. Remember Spokes and his new campaign slogan, "The nose never quits." And the same applies to you. Don't ever quit.
Come on, Lisa. Come on, Tommy. Let's sing my slogan.
The nose never quits. The nose never quits. The nose never quits.
The nose never quits.
Now, Friendly Mirror, can you tell us what we need to remember?
Sure. Now, Spokes, Tommy, Lisa, boys and girls, take out your growth cards and read the friendly lessons with us. First, let's start with our special word.
Our first special word is learn!
That's right. And our friendly lesson is, I always learn from my mistakes. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. I always learn from my mistakes. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now. I always learn from my mistakes. One more time. I always learn from my mistakes. That's great.
Now, our second special word is opportunity.
Our friendly lesson is, beyond every failure is an opportunity for success. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. Beyond every failure is an opportunity for success. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now. Beyond every failure is the opportunity for success. One more time. Beyond every failure is an opportunity for success.
Now our third special word is respond.
And our friendly lesson is, when I make a mistake, it's important how I respond to it. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. When I make a mistake, it's important how I respond to it. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
When I make a mistake, it's important how I respond to it.
One more time. When I make a mistake, it's important how I respond to it.
Very good. Now you too, boys and girls, can create your own world. And we all want you to have a happy day.
Yeah.
Bye. Ho, 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 ho. Happy day.